there's a more immediate source of pollution in the Gulf of Mexico right now. At least 4 million gallons of oil have spilled into the Gulf since a rig blew up there 3 weeks ago. BP lowered a new containment box to the seafloor today. It's the company's latest bid to funnel oil from the underwater well to a waiting tanker. But BP has so far been unable to come up with an effective strategy to stop the leak. Perhaps BP executives could take a tip from the way the Soviet Union dealt with oil spills in the 1960s and 70s. It nuked them, or so we've been told. Kevin O'Flynn is with the Moscow Times. Kevin, is this true?
Not actually oil leaks, but they did deal with gas leaks in that way. The Soviet Union, from 1965 to 1988, they used nuclear strikes in peaceful manners more than 100 times. And on 5 occasions, when there was huge gas leaks, they set off atomic bombs underground, which basically moved the earth so that the leak was crushed and the gas stopped leaking out.
And how big was this bomb? Was this kind of like a bomb that might have been used in the Cold War?
Oh, definitely. I mean, these were at least double what was set off in Hiroshima. And, I mean, of the more than 100 ones that were used for various other means, they went up to 140 kilotons. And, for example, Hiroshima was about 12 to 18 kilotons.
Did it work?
In the gas leaks, 4 out of 5 times it worked. The fifth time, it didn't work. They just, apparently, one of the reasons they gave was they didn't sort of judge the geological tendencies of the Earth. So they actually missed stopping the leak.
Kevin O'Flynn with the Moscow Times. Fascinating stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.